Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Leonardo DiCaprio plays the real-life sleazy operator who manipulated penny stocks to amass a major fortune and to become the Wolf of Wall Street.
My name is Jordan Belfort. I started my own firm out of an abandoned auto body shop. We will be targeting the wealthiest 1% of Americans.
And does that targeting make him some kind of a hero? Not according to this riveting 3-hour movie from the great Martin Scorsese, which portrays Belfort as more amoral than immoral, as his drug-fueled, rule-breaking, orgy-indulging ways ultimately attract the attention of the FBI.
He's got pictures of your whole inner circle. This is mad.
They're gonna need to send in the National Guard to take me out, because I ain't going nowhere!
The acting here is undeniably impressive, especially, of course, from DiCaprio, as an appallingly charismatic conniver who seems perversely admirable in his application of pure id. Jonah Hill plays his goofball partner and sidekick, while Australian Margot Robbie is stunning as his badly mistreated trophy wife. Amazingly here, the characters feel no guilt, but the audience may feel guilty for taking pleasure in this explosively entertaining exploration of excess. Rated R for constant scenes of drug abuse, loveless orgiastic sex, perversion, harsh language, and fleeting violence. 3.5 stars for The Wolf of Wall Street, like a horrible but inevitable wreck you can't take your eyes from it.